from the reality television screen to the stark reality of the courtroom. Ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich takes the witness stand this week to testify on his own behalf in his own defense at his federal corruption trial. And the trial started back in early June. It's already been seen full recordings of Blagojevich. Catherine, this is going to put you in a good mood, I promise.
Okay.
Here's some audio of Rod Blagojevich repeating a certain expletive more than 200 times.
I busted my ass and pissed people off, and I gave your grandmother a free ride on a bus. Okay? I gave your baby a chance to have health care. I fought every one of those assholes, including every special interest out there who can make my life easier and better because they want to raise taxes on you, and I fight them and keep them doing it. And what do I get for that? Only 13% of y'all out there think I'm doing a good job. All of you.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my client is innocent. Well, that's going to be Rod Blagojevich's argument. Joining us is Rob Wildebor, who's been covering the Blagojevich trial for Chicago Public Radio. Rob, this has to be a fun assignment. I got to start off with that.
You know, I've heard that tape several times now, and every time it's just astounding to me. And, of course, that was played in the courtroom, and you got to remember, he's saying a big F you to all Illinois residents and voters, which would include the jury.
Oh, no, I am going to correct you, not the 13% who think he's doing a good job. I think they were exempt.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe those 13% all landed up on the jury.
All right, Rob, so what's been the prosecution's case so far in this trial?
Well, playing tapes like that is certainly they've tried to paint Blagojevich in a certain light. And they've been, they say that Blagojevich was using the office to try and get campaign contributions. So, like, one example of an alleged scheme would be that there was some legislation that he promised a hospital he would sign, and that would benefit the hospital to the tune of $8 to $10 million. And a week later, his head of his campaign fund called and asked for a $25,000 contribution. Prosecutors have just been kind of putting meat on those bones by playing tape recordings where he's trying to get jobs and different things for himself and clearly showing that it's he's trying to get personal stuff for himself.
And that piece of sound we played clearly trying to paint him as a negative and dislikable figure. But there's been a couple of other dislikable figures who've been part of this case. Stuart Levine, Tony Resco, convicted political fundraiser, not called to the stand. Why not? We thought the prosecution was going to put them on the stand.
Well, there could be a couple reasons. One is because they're such unsavory characters. Stuart Levine in particular was shaking, doing all sorts of dirty business deals, as well as there's a lot of drug use and partying in his background, so all of that would not be terribly sympathetic for jurors. But then the other thing is, both these guys, you know, if they are on the stand for a week or two, then you're talking an extra month in the trial. That could get annoying for jurors, and if prosecutors think they've got what they need, why bother?
Hey, you know, Rob, here we were laughing at this piece of sound that we were playing at the top of this segment. In fact, that could actually be part of the defense strategy, right? We're thinking this piece of sound could hurt him. It actually sort of makes him sound like a buffoon, and isn't that the defense?
That is part of the defense, and the other part of the defense that they're going with based on these tapes is that, oh, this is a big ideas man. This guy's a loose cannon when it comes to talking, and he throws out all sorts of crazy stuff out there. But in the end, he's not doing it. He's just throwing out crazy stuff and saying stuff, but that doesn't mean he committed a crime. That means he's just talking about it, and there's nothing wrong with talking, is there?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. Rob Wildebor of Chicago Public Radio, when Rod Blagojevich gets on the stand, I think a lot of people are wondering if he's going to try to drag down Rahm Emanuel or Valerie Jarrett or any other high officials at the White House with him.
Well, I think, you know, the defense's angle there is that if they can get Rahm Emanuel on the stand, what's he going to say? Is he going to say, yeah, I was part of a major shakedown and I was trying to bribe Blagojevich? No, of course not. So, you know, the defense wants high-profile people to say, no, as far as I knew, there was no shakedown in terms of Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat and appointing a replacement. But, of course, just because they don't know that a shakedown was happening doesn't mean it wasn't necessarily happening, which
right,
is what the prosecutors will come back and say.
More to come from the trial of Rod Blagojevich, and Rob Wildebor will be on it for us from Chicago Public Radio. Rob, thanks.